Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Okay, we got Napa, we got Sonoma, we got Oregon, we got all these wonderful wine regions. You know, it's not a surprise, but Santa Barbara is really kind of sneaking up. They've been known for years for Pinot Noir, but there's a lot of things that are going on down there.
There sure are, Hugh, and I got to try some fairly new offerings, and I was very impressed, to say the least. First of all, let's visit a winery called Presque Isle, which is French for peninsula. It is in Santa Barbara, and I'll talk about the Pinot Noir from 2020 first. And I'll tell you right off the bat, this is $25, but listen carefully. This is a totally delightful Pinot Noir. It comes from classic Pinot country, Santa Barbara, and I'm not surprised to taste this good. There's a lot to like here. The color appropriately is pale red. It's very clear and bright. The aroma is totally correct. There's dark cherries, sweet beetroot, and a touch of smoky sage with a whiff of leather. On the palate, the wine is just wonderful. It's medium-bodied with penetrating flavors. If cherry pie were to be mixed with brandy, you get a good idea what this tastes like. That's the best descriptor I could come up with.
Sign me up.
Okay. There's also unmistakable smack of cinnamon in the finish, which I thought was very pleasant. What impressed me is the intensity of the flavor. It's pure. It's high quality. It's very satisfying. At the price, $25, it is a steal. Pinot Noir this good usually costs a lot more. It's my wine of the week, no question about it. Now, they also make a Chardonnay that I had a chance to taste. This is from 2019, also $25. Like the Pinot Noir, it is very convincing Burgundian in style. And this Chardonnay reminded me a great deal of Chablis. It was flinty, acidic, quite dry, but with good underlying fruit. It's a very pale gold with a nose of mild pineapple, a touch of earthiness, a touch of minerality. The flavors are properly lean, but rather classy. So, you know, even though it doesn't have an abundance of flavor, what's there is quite good. There are tons of minerality here, traces of lemon peel, strong acidity. Is this California Chablis? Yeah, kind of is.
That's cool.
What it reminded me of. Let's go down the road a little bit to a place called Railsbach Frères. This is a winery greatly influenced by the French, but here they're working with an Italian grape, a white grape, one of my favorites. It's called Vermentino, and they spell it with the U at the end, so it's Vermentino, according to them. But, you know, we know what they're talking about. This is a grape, incidentally, that in Provence, it's called Rolle. And it has very little distinction. But in Italy, Vermentino is a superstar. It does really, really well. This Southern Californian effort is, I thought it was spot on. The color is pale gold with a hint of richness to the color. The aroma is very familiar, lemon peel, green olives, and a touch of cut grass. On the palate, it really delivers soft, big, a little low in acid, with big round flavors. There's citrus over honeydew melon, over a base of tangy minerality. I think it's the texture of the wine, which is its big selling point. Just so soft and round and powerful. And I think I want grilled scallops with this. It would just be a perfect match.
All right, so I'll be right
those
over.
Those are my little adventures from Santa Barbara. We'll put them on the website so people can check them out.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.